This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Senate Republicans have successfully staved off a call for witnesses at President Donald Trump's impeachment trial. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has details.
The motion is not agreed to.
The Republican majority prevailed as the U.S. Senate voted late Friday afternoon against calling witnesses to testify in the impeachment trial of President Donald Trump. The tally was 51-49, with Republican Susan Collins of Maine and Mitt Romney of Utah siding with Democrats. Shortly after the vote, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer was blunt in his assessment.
If the president is acquitted with no witnesses, no documents, the acquittal will have no value.
The timing of the Senate vote squarely linked with politics. The first in the nation Iowa caucuses are Monday, and the president gives his State of the Union address Tuesday night. Mike Gracia, Washington.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has been talking up the strength of relations with Ukraine on a trip to Kiev. We get more from Adam Reed of Reuters.
Pompeo appeared at a news conference with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and did his best to remove any doubt about White House support for the country.
The United States sees that the Ukrainian struggle for freedom, democracy, and prosperity is a valiant one. Our commitment to support it will not waver.
Zelensky, whose one phone call with Trump became the center of the impeachment proceedings, also played down any suggestions of a rift.
It seems to me, honestly, that on the contrary, there are very good relations between our countries, not just in words.
Pompeo is the highest-ranking U.S. official to travel to Ukraine since Washington's political crisis began.
That's Adam Reed of Reuters. Fears about the spread of the coronavirus drove stock prices lower on Wall Street Friday. The Dow Jones Industrials dropped more than 2%. For more, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United States on Friday declared a public health emergency because of a new virus that hit China and has spread to other countries. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar also announced that President Donald Trump will temporarily bar entry to the U.S. of foreign nationals believed to be a risk of transmitting the virus. Azar said that the new restrictions begin Sunday afternoon.
Any U.S. citizen returning to the United States who has been in Hubei province in the previous 14 days will be subject to up to 14 days of mandatory quarantine.
The United States will also begin funneling all flights to the U.S. from China to 7 major airports where passengers can be screened for illness. The announcement came hours after the State Department issued a Level 4 Do Not Travel advisory, the highest grade of warning, and told Americans in China to consider departing using commercial means. The United Kingdom is no longer part of the European Union. The official exit came at 23 hours Universal Time Friday, ending 47 years of membership. But as AP's Charles de Ledesma reports, the hard work is far from over.
When Britons awake on Saturday, they will notice very little change. Britain and the EU have given themselves an 11-month transition period in which Britain will continue to follow the bloc's rules to strike new agreements on trade, security and a host of other areas. The big negotiations are due to start in March and the early signs are not encouraging. Britain says it will not agree to follow an EU rulebook in return for unfettered trade. The bloc insists there can be no trade deal unless Britain agrees to a level playing field and does not undercut EU regulations. Charles de Ledesma, London.
The Trump administration has decided to lift certain limits on the use of landmines as a weapon of war, AP's Ben Thomas reports.
At a Pentagon news conference, Secretary of Defense Mark Esper says landmines
are an important tool,
and U.S. commanders need to have them available
to shape the battlefield and to protect our forces.
The Obama administration had committed to destroying U.S. stockpiles of landmines not needed for the defense of South Korea and sought to move the United States toward eventually joining an international agreement that banned the production, use, stockpiling, and transfer of anti-personnel landmines. Asked about the morality of using landmines, given the dangers they can pose to civilians long after a war has ended, Esper says Pentagon plans will take great care to
take into account both the safety of employment and the safety to civilians and others after a conflict.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
For more on these stories, be sure to visit voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.